Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
I don't know if anybody heard that alarm, but that just shows how crazy today already is. We are in the first day of free agency, and we already got, like, you know, a whole book of people leaving and going and signing and trading and releasing. This is SC and Wally, also of MSL Radio, with us today, Casey, as always, and Angel R. Powell, the CEO of MSL. How y'all doing today?
Pretty good. Yeah. Other than these Cincinnati Heat fans, I'm good. Other than that,
yeah. I just got something from somebody that we know that we don't like, but get to that in a second.
What from somebody?
Austin Emerson is on my, you know what, again, as always, but you know, irrelevant as hell.
Oh,
but
it's
a Heat bandwagon. Let's see. What did he say? There seems to be a lot he doesn't know. Something about that. Moving on, this guy's a loser. So, LaMarcus, well, it all started with Anthony Davis of the New Orleans Pelicans signing a... he signed a $145 million contract. My jaw dropped when I saw it. I was like, TJ, he got how much? I was like, what? And I'm down, just thinking, for $145 million, this guy better take this team to the NBA Finals the next, like, three seasons, because that's a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah, it won't be. I mean, once the cap goes up, you know, but for right now, yeah, it's huge. But you need to get some more, surrounding players for him and stuff, too.
Yeah, definitely. Now that I'm reading what Austin has said, he was replying to Andrew, saying he's going to be on the show today. And he was, and Andrew said, I didn't know he was going to be on. And then he said, he doesn't know. So, obviously, he's still salty. Okay. Other news. Free agency
okay.
Watch for today.
Well, and why are you
LaMarcus
speaking
Aldridge.
About irrelevant peons?
I don't even know at this point. Moving on. LaMarcus Aldridge met the Lakers. Kevin Love is next. So, the Lakers are definitely pursuing a lot of people. Goran Dragic, everybody Holy knows he's re-signed with. He's going to re-sign with the Heat.
These Heat fans are so... Okay, so I just want to clear this up, right? Okay, so basically how this whole thing started with me on Twitter is that I reported out something, and you guys already know how when it comes to Cleveland and Miami relations, it's a very, very touchy subject. I had brought up something earlier, speaking from a hypothetical standpoint. I have no factual information to back it up. All I said was, if Kevin Love leaves Cleveland, that clears up a little bit more money to give to Wade. Now, Wade will still have to take significantly less than what he would in Miami. I understand that. And I admit, I don't know the salary cap 100%. The NBA salary cap is very, very confusing. Nobody understands the salary cap. If you say you understand the salary cap, you are lying. Unless you are a top NBA executive. No fan understands the salary cap. But what I meant was, by giving Wade what he wants, I was not just talking about dollar signs. I was talking about the aspect of playing with his best friend. If you throw on the table that Dwayne Wade can play with his best friend, he will take less money to do so. That's what I meant. I did not mean 100%. Because of money and the salary cap. I was talking about his best friend, LeBron James, and the possibility of playing. So technically, I was not wrong. Now, I do admit I've been wrong. I mean, I've been right so far on everything that I've reported. Just one thing that I was wrong on, when I was told earlier that Wade isn't budging on his max contract, then I found out later on, the talks are getting a little bit better, and Wade could possibly take less. But I'm still not completely 100% sure. If you know me, I have three different people, three different fellas, if you want to call them that, that I'm associated with that work for the Miami Heat. These aren't top-of-the-line sources. I admit that. Never admitted that I have top-of-the-line sources, but they are very trustworthy because they've happened in the past. And that's another thing that I want to talk – I'm going to talk about a little bit deeper on my show tonight. But Joy Taylor of The Ticket started sending me messages and started coming after me saying basically it was something with Dwayne Wade. I can't remember what it was. Oh, about Goran Dragic recruiting Wade. 2 hours later, after I reported that, Ramona Shelburne came on ESPN and reported the exact same thing. So pretty much I have an ESPN report to back up my original reports. And I told her this, and she got salty about it and started attacking me even more. And I just want to say, I used to love Joy Taylor. Well, I don't really – I'm not – too big on her radio personality, but she's a beautiful woman. But I'm not gonna lie, I've lost a lot of respect for her just because she is showing very strong biased journalism. Very, very strong biased journalism. And when you're involved in journalism, you're not supposed to be biased. I love the city of Miami. I hope Wade stays in Miami. I hope the Miami Heat can bring Kevin Durant to Miami next season. But I will not give any biased information, and that's what Joy Taylor needs to realize, and that's what she needs to do, and that's what Heat fans need to realize. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat everything and tell you everything of what you want to hear. That is being a biased journalist, and I can't support biased journalism. But I'm going to get into that a little bit later tonight. Sorry, Joy, you can hate me all you want, but I was right, you were wrong.
Yeah, it's, Joy Taylor, I could agree that Joy Taylor is a beautiful woman, but she's going to start hating on us. Yeah, no, we're not going to have that. Sticking with the Heat, though, Goran Dragic, as I said before, he re-signed with the Heat on a 5-year, $90 million deal. I actually have news right here in front of me. From Dime Magazine, Dwayne Wade is reportedly progressing on a multi-year contract with the Heat. So, you know, we'll look out for that later on.
That was Wode, too, I think, first before.
Yeah, that was Wode.
I'm reading it here from Dime Magazine. So,
but that's like
they probably
exact
got
word.
It from Woes. But
yeah,
Woes
it's like
the
exact wording.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen other people report it like that too on Twitter. I mean, it's a honest, you know, I mean, it happens. It's like they just take Woes and cut and paste it.
Yeah, everybody wants to act like they have sources for some reason. And then I'm one of the people that actually have sources and they get accused of having fake sources, even though I've been right on 95% of everything I've reported. Just want to give a big shout out to my people over the Heat and the beautiful city of Miami. Love y'all.
Hey, well, hopefully the Heat can re-sign D-Wade, but, you know, we'll get to that a little later, maybe on tonight. The Pacers met with Monte Ellis. Marc Gasol is staying with the Grizzlies. Mike Dunleavy is staying with the Bulls. Damian
That's
Lillard.
That's surprising. The Mike Dunleavy thing. Sorry, Steven.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's surprising because yesterday, LeBron and the Cavs, or you know, there was a report that LeBron was really interested in getting Dunleavy, and you know, you just think, okay, whatever LeBron wants, LeBron's going to get. So I was actually surprised to hear that he re-signed with the Bulls today. So.
Yeah, I saw that too. I was a little surprised that he re-signed with the Bulls. And Damian Lillard looking to stay with the Blazers on a 5-year, $120 million max extension. And the Spurs agreed to deal with Danny Green, 4 years, $45 million. But the biggest story that nobody knows yet is where is LaMarcus Aldridge, the Portland Trail Blazers, going next? He's meeting with the Lakers, he's meeting with different teams. And I know everyone's saying, he's going to go to the Spurs. Well, if you ask me, they don't need him. They have Manu Ginobili. They have Tim Duncan. They got Kawhi. They got all these guys. They don't need more star power. Like, they're already a front runner. Like, the season started. They're already a front runner for the NBA Finals, among other teams in the Western Conference. And if you ask me, and now I don't know much about this, but I do know that Chris Paul and DeAndre Jordan are both free agents. So, and if... Just saying if Chris Paul and John Jordan do leave next season, they can't rely on Blake Griffin because Blake Griffin cannot shoot. He just dunks a lot better than he shoots. So if the Clippers can pick up Marcus Aldridge, that would be a great addition to the Clippers team. And I would love to see the Lakers and Clippers play. It would be Kobe and Russell against Aldridge and Griffin. Casey, you were saying something before?
I don't think that Chris Paul's a free agent this year.
I'm
looking at the list. I'm looking at the list of free agents.
Yeah, Chris Paul's not a free agent.
Yeah. Oh, maybe you thought of, you're thinking of Paul Pierce or something? Because he's a free agent. Who knows?
I don't know. I could have sworn I read somewhere that Chris Paul was a free agent.
No, just DeAndre, I mean, you know, was the big guy, so.
Right.
But anyway.
Well, yeah, well, anyway, So where do you guys think that where Marcus Aldridge is going to land up?
I'm really
honestly,
pretty much
I think he's a lock
for
San Antonio.
Yeah,
he's a lock.
I mean, it's in like the Lakers didn't make a good impression on him, and it just everything is like really hard pointing. You know, they traded Thiago Splitter. You know, a way to free up some more cap space. And, you know, they're pretty confident. And, like, Danny Green, you know, took 4 years, $45 million, and, you know, left, you know, a fair amount of money on the table to re-sign with the Spurs. So they're pretty confident. I think they're going to get him. And, you know, everything I'm seeing is that the feeling around, you know, the league is that he's going to go to San Antonio. And that's going to be a pretty great team next season.
Yeah, that's what is intriguing about it, though, and it's like I tweeted out earlier, the game of sports journalism is very, very intriguing and very, very funny because you have top-of-the-line reporters getting information wrong. And basically what I'm talking about, Ramona Shelburne had reported out earlier this morning that the Lakers had a very good meeting with LaMarcus Aldridge and made a good impression. And then Woj came out and reported later after that the Lakers did not make a good impression. So it's like there's going to be reporters out there to get their information wrong just because there's so many people that are involved with this entire NBA free agency process. No reporter is going to get everything right. And that's what people need to realize. And Eric had brought up a good point the other night. It's like, why do people like to consistently hate on sports journalists, especially if they're wrong? I mean, Stephen A. Smith was wrong about something the other day when he reported out that Carmelo Anthony was unhappy with the Knicks draft. And then Carmelo comes out himself and say, hey, I'm happy. I don't know where all these reports came from, but I'm a happy camper. So that's what people need to realize when it comes to sports journalism. There are sources out there that these reporters trust, including myself, but sometimes they just get the information wrong. It happens. We're not going to be right 100% of the time. I admit that the only thing that I was wrong on is when Woj came out with a tweet, and then another person I talked about pretty much proved me to be wrong, and Woj was good. The Wade and Heat talks are progressing. Everything else, though, I've been good on. And with that whole salary cap issue, like I said, people, I wasn't just talking about the salary cap. I got people still sending me tweets about that. You guys got to read the second tweet of that. There were two tweets in that, but everybody, you know how people are. They just see the first tweet and they react off of that, and they don't want to hear the explanation after that. Was not talking about just money. I was talking about the mix of taking a pay cut while playing with your best friend LeBron James. But Heat Nation, please calm down, because I understand that as a very sensitive topic. I have not heard any connections whatsoever between Wade and Cleveland. Wade and Cleveland haven't even talked yet. The only other team that I have heard in the mix with Wade is the possibility of the Lakers setting up a meeting with him. But that wasn't from any of my sources. That was from Mark Stein, I believe. I believe it was Mark Stein, but I'm not sure. But that's the only team that I have heard besides the Heat that are talking to Wade. Have not heard anything involving Wade and Cleveland. So, Heat Nation, please calm down. Please. Please. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, the Heat and when we are talking as we speak. So, anything could happen today, from today to the July 9th when players can officially sign contracts with other teams.
So, Steven, we got 2 weeks of this stuff left, man.
Yeah, but you know, they can officially sign with teams July 9th, so maybe that's what Wade's waiting for. We don't know what he's thinking. We don't know what, you know. We know what he's doing, but we don't know what, you know, like everything.
You absolutely right.
And yeah, like you said,
by the way, Chris Paul is a free agent in 2016.
I mean, that's what I read. Again, as sports journalists, we get stuff wrong a few times, and, you know, it happens.
I got something wrong yesterday that I wanted to address, too, when I said that they had already fired George Karl. I was wrong. They had, the only thing that came out was that they were talking, the Kings were talking to Calipari, so that was wrong on me. I read over it quick and just, so that's, so I made a mistake, too.
You got to be very careful on social media when it comes to reporting, because if you're wrong about something, especially in sports journalism, people hop all over you. I was fine the whole time getting praise from people. Like, it was funny because when Joy Taylor had sent me that message, the majority of people were agreeing with me and calling her an idiot and a moron and all that. And I don't want to sit here and call her dumb or idiot and moron. My only issue with Joy Taylor is that there's very biased journalism. Very, very biased journalism. And Joy might want to calm down. I'm not trying to take shots. There's been a lot of people out there in the city of Miami who listen to The Ticket who aren't necessarily a fan of Casey. What's the name of the show? Zaslow and Joy. There's a lot of people out there that don't necessarily like that show and don't necessarily like the biased journalism. You kind of got to keep a balance. I mean, do you guys agree with me when I say you can't be a fan and be a sports journalist at the same time? It's just not going to work.
No, it's not. Especially if you're talking about your favorite team or talking about a team you do not enjoy, like me. If I were to talk about the Eagles and I was a fan and a, you know, and a sports journalist at the same time, I would start bashing the Eagles, and obviously that's not what you're supposed to be doing when talking sports. You're supposed to talk facts, not opinion. And like you said, that's what happens in sports journalism. You can't be biased. I know that pretty well.
For some reason, fans don't think like that, though. Fans want you to sugarcoat everything, and I'm just not that person. Look, Miami, I'm speaking to you when I say this. If I could pick a team to win the NBA championship every single year, I'm going to be picking the Miami Heat. I love the Miami Heat organization. I support the Heat. I watch every game that I can. I love that team. But if the Heat are not doing something good, or if something is going to hurt the Heat, like the possibility of Wade leaving, I am not going to sugarcoat that. I am more of a journalist than a fan. I'm sorry, this might sound egotistical, but I'd rather be right than be a biased fan and get applauded by South Florida. I'm sorry. Plus, I have enough love in Miami anyway, so it's all good. If you hate me, get in line. It won't be my first time being hated.
I hear you there. I'm basically following what Andrew says. I embrace the hate at this point because there's just so much of it. And it's like one day I'm just going to be sitting, you know, my Miami Beach home with who knows who, and then there'll be, you know, those people working retail jobs. Speaking of people that, you know, they see people that don't really favor the Heat. Berto Reynolds was supposed to be on with us today too, but his flight was delayed again, going back to Texas from Columbia. But he was able to tweet out today. He was talking to some guy named Brandon Gonzalez. He was telling him, he told Brandon, I have the tweet right here, I'm taking the Cavs, Hawks, Bulls, and the Wizards over Miami next year.
And I
can agree with him about the Cavs, obviously. No, but I don't know much about the Hawks. I can agree with the Bulls. The Wizards? No way. There's no way. No. I'm right about this one. I know this. Paul Pierce is a free agent. It's up in the air whether he comes back or not. But if he doesn't come back, and I told Berto this myself, if Paul Pierce does not return to Washington, they're going down. Because John Wall can't carry his team by himself. What do you guys think about that?
Ooh, the Wizards. I mean, the Heat are going to be back next year, compete for the East. I think it'll be Cleveland and Miami in the Eastern Conference Finals, the way things are right now. Toronto's going to be a lot better, a lot more competitive since they signed DeMar Carroll today, and that's going to improve their defense dramatically. So Toronto's going to be in there. Washington, I mean, Atlanta is going to downgrade a little bit, but them getting Splitter is going to help out a lot because that's exactly what they needed, is size. So, I mean, Washington, maybe a fifth or a sixth seed, maybe fourth if they have a lot of luck on their side, but realistically, probably a number five or a number six seed is where I see Washington ending up.
No, I'm talking to two Heat fans right now. Oh, go ahead, you go first.
No, I agree with you on Washington. If Paul Pierce, you know, signs somewhere else, you know, it's a big loss for him. So, you know, they're still a decent team, but not, you know, the type of competitor that I think would be, you know, ahead of the Heat as far as, you know, in the rankings and everything. So I don't know where he's coming out with Washington, but, you know, the Bulls, it depends on how healthy, you know, Derrick Rose is and, you know, because – and Joakim Noah is like a shell of what he used to be, so that's not really an option. And the whole thing with Jimmy Butler, we got to see if he's going to stay or not. You know, it's looking like he probably will, but he can't carry the whole team on his back either.
Woj just tweeted out, quote unquote, Jimmy Butler, Chicago Bulls, finalizing a 5-year, $95 million maximum contract with player option after 4 years. League sources tell Yahoo. So there goes Jimmy.
That goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm talking to two Heat fans right now, Andrew Powell and Casey Walker, both Heat fans. And I was listening to Mike and Mike this morning. I woke up at 7 to watch it on
the NBA News. Use the term fan very loosely with me. You know I'm not a fan.
Let me rephrase
it. A supporter.
I'm talking to the experts right now. I'm going to go with that. I was listening to Mike and Mike this morning. They had Chris Broussard on. And this guy says something, the smartest thing I've ever heard for the longest time. If Dwayne Wade leaves Miami, it's not the end of the world. It's not. I agree. Chris Bosh come back healthy. You got Whiteside. Dragic just signed a new deal. The Heat can win 60 games.
They can't face for Durant next summer.
And next summer they can pursue Durant.
Without Wade? You think they can win 60 games?
I'm telling you, they can win 60 games.
I don't know. With Wade, maybe, but without Wade, that's a far stretch. I mean, if they lose Wade, probably 45 to 50, I would have to give them. Maybe a little over 50. But 60, if they have Wade, maybe 60. But it's really hard. I mean, because you got to realize, if you take Dwayne Wade out of that lineup, who is their leader, really? Chris Bosh, he's not really leader material. He's proved that in Toronto. Granted, he didn't have any talent around him, but he doesn't seem like a leader. It's like Chris Bosh is just – he might be a team player, but he's been without Chris Bosh, obviously, with that maximum contract that he took last summer, which he doesn't deserve. But, hey, you gotta pay players – what the market is going to give them. Houston was going to give them a max contract, so the Heat had to do what they had to do. But 60 games, Steven, come on, that's a lot. Without Wade,
look at the Thunder. Kevin Durant was the team, basically. Nobody thought that Russell Westbrook was going to do what he did after Kevin Durant was gone for the season. And the Thunder were one game away, or one loss away, I should say, from making the playoffs. So, you know, not anything can happen.
Oh, and people are bringing up, and you know who I'm talking about. I don't want to say his name on air just because I don't want to give him the glory that he wants. But he brought up an old tweet of mine and tried to make it seem like it was posted up today. And somebody actually called him out for it, saying, bro, look at the date of the tweet. And basically what it was is I was texting my people probably about 2 weeks ago, and I asked them about the possibility of Wade leaving and what is the most likely destination. The response that I got back, if he ain't coming back to Miami, he's going to Cleveland. That was exact. If people want to know what the text said, that is exactly what it said. If he is not coming back to Miami, he's going to Cleveland. That was the exact quote. And people want, and this guy – are probably our main enemy. Well, he's not an enemy because we don't really care too much about him. But you guys know who I'm talking about, obviously. But he tried to make it seem like it was a tweet of today. That tweet was 2 weeks ago. That's what the guy told me 2 weeks ago. Do people not realize when it comes to not just sports, but any kind of business, people change their mind? Information changes?
Right.
Do people not realize this stuff? Like Ramona Shelbourne just put out a tweet saying that the Miami Heat and Dwayne Wade talks are progressing, but earlier she was talking about it's not looking too good. Stuff happens. People are not always going to be right. That's what people need to realize. This is part of sports journalism. That's why fans are fans. These emotional people. Goodness.
Yeah, there's a difference between this is, and I talk about this a lot. There's a difference between fans and journalists, or actual fans and then bandwagons. You know, somebody's a fan when they want Wade back in Miami. Now, I don't want to offend anybody here, but you know, you're a bandwagon if you want LeBron back in Miami. That's basically how I feel about it.
But if you want LeBron James back in Miami, how does that make you a quote-unquote bandwagon when you just want the best player in the world back on your team? Because I'm going to be honest with you, Steven. If LeBron says, I want to take my talents back down to South Beach, I'm here with welcome on.
the best player
in the world.
Yeah.
Because those that call themselves Heat fans are talking about LeBron the Cavs. Like they don't, it's like they don't even care about the Heat. All they care about is LeBron. That's all I see on Twitter about people call themselves real fans. I just don't think they are.
Yeah, what is it with this emotional attachment with Heat fans and LeBron still?
That's what I'm
like,
saying.
We're here in a completely new free agency. LeBron is never coming back to Miami. If for some reason there's still this major emotional attachment, I understand that he broke the city's heart. He broke Heat Nation's heart. I understand that completely, but what you guys have to realize, in the words of Dan Le Batard, he fulfilled his contract. He fulfilled his contract. At the end of the day, in the words of Darren, at the end of the day, it is a business. It is a business first and foremost. Accept it. Professional sports is a business. This is not something to get all emotional about. It is a business. These players do not care about your emotions, fan base. I'm sorry. Dwayne Wade does not care how you fans are feeling right now. He wants his money. But obviously they're working something out. But that's interesting. I wonder how much money is he exactly going to get? If talks are progressing, how much money did Pat Riley talk him into shaving off? Because the Miami Heat are not going to give him that max contract. They're not. So now it's like, and here we go again with people telling me I'm wrong and I'm still got the Did people not read the second tweet when I said it's more than just money of what I'm talking about? Wade is going to take less if he has the opportunity to play with LeBron. He is. But like I said, I haven't heard any connections between Wade and Cleveland at all. I haven't heard anything about that. All I'm saying, I was speaking from a hypothetical standpoint, and I'll try to make this quick because I know we're getting low on time, but it's like I was speaking from a hypothetical standpoint and saying if Wade goes to Cleveland, he will get a little bit more money because Kevin Love does free up a little bit more cap space, but it's still going to have to be a dramatic decrease in pay, but he is going to take that to play with his best friend LeBron James, who, by the way, has all the power and all the control.
There's a tweet on the MSL page. It says, Drogic, Wade, Dang, Bosch, Whiteside, Justice in the Shadows. Health, and we can come out of the East. This has been an interesting show. I want to thank Andrew for being on, Dan Case for being on. Catch me on the Andrew Power Show tonight. And that's all the time we got.
You have been listening to Steven's Sports Blog with Steven Erden III, here only on MSL Radio.